Dr. Martire Harwood has been one of our go-to people as far as staying connected with the realities of our COVID challenge. She's with us today on her way to work. She's just pulled over on the side of the road. Thanks for your time this morning, Martire. Tēnā koe. Good to catch up with you again, sister. Thank you very much. Listen, okay, so level three up north, Tamaki still in level four. They are suggesting we might be here for a little bit longer than we are anticipating. It's supposed to be another, what, week and a half, but it might be a bit longer than that. What's your gut feeling?
Well, I think we'll sort of see over the next, probably by next Tuesday, I think we'll have a better idea. I think if the numbers continue to bounce up and down in the 40s and 50s, we may need to stay in level four for a little bit longer. But if we start to see them drop down alongside the significant increase in vaccinations that we have seen over these last couple of weeks, we may be able to go down to level three. But I think we'll need to wait another few days at least.
Yesterday was a significant boost into the whānau water coffers. That's obviously to address some of the real challenges people are having with food security and the like, Matire, but also, I guess, to ramp up the Māori and Pasifika vaccination rates. Something of an admission by the government that our people are our best contact points to get the vaccination out to often hard to reach whānau. What would you say of that move yesterday, putting 23 mil into the whānau water coffers?
I think it's a good move on two counts. One is, like you said, our whānau are suffering. I'm having whānau who are very fearful about leaving home because they do have chronic disease, to go shopping and to go and do those essential things they need to survive. And so at our Papakura Marae, we've certainly had to push out those food packs to people just to help them survive during this really challenging time as they're not bringing in money. We've had people tell us that employers have said to them, don't go and get a COVID swab because that will mean that you'll be off work for 5 days and I don't want you away from work. And if you do, you might not have a job when you come back. So, you know, it's just this very fine balance and we need to be able to support people to get that kai, to be able to pay the bills and have electricity and things and that going into the home. It's been awful weather here in Auckland as well over this last couple of weeks with the flooding and things like that. So multiple challenges. And then I think you're right. They finally admitted that it has to be by Māori for Māori when it comes to vaccinations. And we've been arguing this for a long time. Whānau want to understand and be informed when it comes to vaccination, and the best people to do that for them are Māori experts and Māori who care about their whānau. So fabulous to see that the money has come to be able to do that properly. I wish it had been a little bit earlier.
The restrictions at the border of Tamaki Makaurau, both north and south, how important do you sense they are? Because while we're trying to contain COVID and the rest of the country has slipped down a level into level three, there's a lot of nervousness about Aucklanders, even if they don't have it. You know, people on the other side of the border may feel that we do. How important that we adhere to these restrictions that keep us contained?
I think it's critical that we do follow those rules when it comes to the border control. I'd certainly hate to see the infection leave Auckland and get out into probably more vulnerable communities. At least in Auckland, we've got these tertiary hospitals and places to be able to care for people properly. You know, it's a little bit more accessible when it comes to the testing and healthcare. So really important that we do manage that border control and contain the COVID, at least geographically, until it's completely eliminated from this community.
We've got well-meaning medics around the country putting their hand up to come north, or if they're in the north coming south, to help out in Tamaki Makaurau. What does that say about the medical profession at large?
Oh, I think the medical community, the health community, understand the significance of COVID. I remember last year we were watching our colleagues overseas, and at that time COVID had got away in the UK and Italy, and just how devastating it was for doctors having to watch people pass away unnecessarily, but equally watching some of our colleagues also pass away from the COVID who were working tirelessly trying to contain it and look after people. So it's just a beautiful thing that we've got all these gorgeous, kind people wanting to come to Auckland to help support us. It has been challenging. We are tired. We're working long hours. It's a different way of working, having to wear the PPE and be on your feet all day, whether you're swabbing, and our nurses have done a fantastic job in that space. But equally, all our ICU staff, having to look after people and, you know, not the frustration, but just wanting to do the best for the people as much as they can, but also recognising that they're tired. So having this boost of support and help is not only good for the body, it's good for the soul.
Thanks, Martiri. 2.5 weeks into level 4 lockdown, and do you sense that there could be, as perhaps we're experiencing in our own whānau, maybe yours too, something like a lockdown fatigue? And there's a temptation for even families to reunite and either enlarge or burst bubbles. What would you say about the need to us to stick fat?
Yeah, I think I understand that. And it's the same. It's about, you know, wanting to nurture our wairua by seeing our whānau again. And I said the other day, I saw my nephews for the first time, but we kept quite far apart. I was standing on the balcony and they were picking up the wheelbarrow from the garden, which had been sitting out there for ages, and so there's certainly no likelihood of being contaminated or anything like that. But I texted my sister afterwards and I said, I didn't realise how much I missed them until I'd seen them after this long gap. So I completely understand. But at the same time, it was also very uplifting to see my nephews, my teenage nephews, also take the effort of wearing their masks, keeping away from us, because in my bubble I have my older parents, and they wanted to make sure that they were safe and that there was no chance at all that they would bring COVID into our bubble. So if we can think about that, if we can think about keeping our whānau safe, maintaining our own safe bubbles during this time and looking for other ways just to, as I said, lift our wairua by having our whānau contacted over the phone or over, I know we're all a bit over Zoom and Zooey or Facebook videos. I think we need to do it that way just for a little bit longer. I know it's challenging, but if we can maintain this, it's going to be the best for everybody.